welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we've got an hour of great bluegrass music lined up for you. Our theme music of called Back Porch Bluegrass is playing. Colin Watson on guitar there. We have a new album to play. Mickey Gallion and Cullen's Bridge, Songs from the Blue Ridge, real traditional bluegrass, and I love the sound of traditional bluegrass, and I thought you'd enjoy it too. Mickey Gallion, the guitarist and lead vocals, he actually comes from a long line of bluegrass players, and I heard his dad, Cullen Gallion, play many, many years ago, one of my first bluegrass albums. I think it was Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. I might have heard his dad play. He was a banjo player. Mickey's ended up being the guitarist and the vocalist in this band. He's got a great band around him. Rick Pardue on banjo and tenor vocals, Brad Hyatt on acoustic bass and baritone vocals, and Billy Hawks on fiddle. And they play some fine traditional sounding bluegrass music, as well as some of the regulars. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks. No Candy in My Bluegrass, which is a great song. Just saying, he really likes his music straight and hard. And that will be followed by an instrumental called Outback. They're a great band, and I hope you enjoy them. We'll get straight into it now. Here we go.
He was standing in the back row, shaking his head, considering the fact all his heroes were dead. He was hearing something that he didn't rightly know. Was it souped up country or bad rock and roll? Don't put no candy in my bluegrass. I don't want my whiskey watered down. Don't give me no electrified baloney. I just wanna hear that mountain sound.
that's some music from Mickey Gallion and Cullen's Bridge. The band is named after his dad, Cullen Gallion, and they play some fine traditional bluegrass music. Let's listen now to Michelle Nixon and her band Drive from the album A Place I Belong. And we've got a couple of tunes here, Small Town Way, which is a neat song, great words, and then Last Road, Michelle Nixon.
Jesse was a blue-eyed boy. I met him after school. My daddy said he'd break my heart if we broke the golden rule. Now that was 20 years ago. He never said had the chance to tell Jesse just what he left behind. Jackson is my blue-eyed boy. I raised him on my own. With family, love, and faith in God, he never felt alone. Took to be a man. Promise me he'd never go astray from our small town ways. We grew up in a small town way. Everyone you pass you way, you knew their name, them on their change, but values stay the same for a small town way.
Michelle Nixon and Drive, and that one was Last Road Going Home. Great band, and she sings real well. I really enjoy her music, and hope you do too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're the big music store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, at which you can buy, or from which you can buy, all your musical needs, be it guitars, mandolins, fiddles, basses, cellos, drum kits, keyboards especially, all sorts of things at Shearer's Music Works, and all the accessories you could ever possibly need. Go and see them. All the staff, experienced musicians, and they know what you're talking about, and they will help you find what's best for you. So go and see Shearer's. Thanks very much for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've supported music in Hamilton for the last 50 years, and I'm delighted to have them as my sponsorship team. What have we got happening? We've got Kiwigrass coming up in less than 2 weeks' time, and that's pretty exciting if you're in Hamilton here. We haven't had a bluegrass festival in Hamilton or anything like it, really, for 50 years, and so it's exciting with Kiwigrass coming up, and we'll be playing some tracks for some of the Kiwigrass participants soon. But meanwhile, we're going to hear from a band that I'd love to get to Kiwigrass, but I don't think it's going to happen, Longview. Fine band. James King, Dudley Connell, Joe Mullins, Don Rigsby, Glenn Duncan, Marshall Wilborn. Boy, you're not going to get a better band than that. It's a gospel song called There's a Brighter Mansion Over There. And then after that, we might listen to Jim and Jesse doing one of their classics, Hard Hearted.
Sunday morning where I go to kneel and pray. It's a place that God's reserved for all while here on earth we stand. place to lose your cares and worries and to be the load you bear. It's a stepping stone on the road to glory. There's a brighter mansion over there. There's a brighter mansion in a world that's free from care. It's a home eternal in the heavens. There's a brighter mansion over there. Savior standing at God's right hand, who'll hearken to our call. By sweat and blood on the cross at Calvary, gave his life for one and all. Now by grace through faith we obtain his mercy, and the beauty we will share. There's a sacred promise that he made to all. There's a brighter mansion over there. There's a brighter mansion in a world that's free from care. It's a home eternal in the heavens. There's a brighter mansion over there.
Hearts have you broken today?
Great Jim and Jesse, I love their vocal stylings. And Longview, that old Reno and Smiley song as a gospel song. Wasn't that classic bluegrass? Man, that did my heart good listening to those guys. Well, we've got Kiwigrass coming up. I've talked about it before. If you listened to the show before, you will have heard me talk about it. We're getting very excited about it. 1st to the 3rd of February 2019 at the Narrows Park in Hamilton. It's our first annual Kiwigrass, New Zealand's own bluegrass festival. There's going to be workshops, there's going to be jam sessions, there's going to be instrument makers demonstrating and their wares and with them for sale. Blackboard concert running right through Saturday and Sunday afternoon. There'll be an opportunity for you to play at one of those Blackboard concerts. Put together a little band with your friends, and if you're playing bluegrass music, you'll fit in. But we have special guests. We have the Lonely Heart String Band from the United States of America. All stunningly accomplished musicians. Bluegrass Parkway from Australia. Such a good fun band. You will really enjoy them. 9 Mile Creek from Australia. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from New Zealand. Pippi Pickers from New Zealand. Roadworks. Weren't those guys great in the studio last week, picking away? They just did some fine music and spoke beautifully. I hadn't primed them on any questions and just just as they came, we talked, and they're very, very accomplished people, fine young men. And Hot Diggity from New Zealand, Wires and Wood from New Zealand, and many, many more bands. Now, to find out all about it, you go to www.kiwigrass.nz. That will tell you everything. You can get your tickets there. Friday night, there's a barbecue, opening barbecue concert with the Lonely Heartstrings Band and others, and a big feed. It's a great opening at the Tamahere Community Hall. And then Saturday and Sunday will be at the Narrows Park site, and it's going to be really good fun. There is so much on. You'll have to make choices. No matter what you do, you'll go. No matter what you're listening to, there'll be something else going on that you want to hear too. But that's the way it should be at a bluegrass festival. So go to www.kiwigrass.nz and look it all up. They can tell you better than what I can about what needs to be done, and you can sign up, pay for your tickets there, and then when you arrive, all you need to do is collect your tickets, get your wristband, and enjoy the festival. We're going to have some music from the festival now. We're going to have the Lonely Heartstring Band with the song The Tide, written by some of the band. There's George Clements, guitar and vocals, Patrick McGonigal, fiddle and vocals, Matt Whitlett, mandolin, Gabe Hirschfield, banjo, Charles Clements, bass and vocals. And they do some wonderful bluegrass music. And this is a tune called The Tide. Have a listen.
Gonna find me hanging my coat upon your wall, my dear. I've walked these snowy sidewalks, felt the rain come pouring down on me. Like canvas wears color, without you near I am an empty frame. I hope you're waiting for me, I long to hear you pass and speak your name. So I'm running homeward, drifting upward. Will you meet me with the tide? I'm breaking all these tethered lines, night driving those New England shores. Across the bridge my thoughts and I wander with the highway leading to your door. So I'm running homeward, drifting upward. Will you keep me by your side? Forgotten why you pushed away, but as sure as night will turn to day, so my love will be keeping me running homeward, drifting upward. Will you meet me with the thank you.
Heartstrings Band, and you'll be able to hear them play like that in about 10 days' time if you're in Hamilton at the Kiwigrass Festival. They sound like that on stage too. They really present their music beautifully. Lonely Heartstring Band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we've got we're about halfway through this show, and we've got another half hour of great bluegrass music. Another one of the guests at Kiwigrass will be Nine Mile Creek from Australia. Tanya Belger on fiddle, Kevin Parcell on guitar, Colin Waite on banjo, Mark Pottinger on mandolin, and Andrew Barchib on bass. They do a fine mixture of songs, some self-written, some from the bluegrass songbook, so to speak. And we're going to hear a song from them called Carry Me Home. That might be what they're singing about at the end of the festival when they're all worn out. Here's Carry Me Home from 9 Mile Creek.
Life's been good to me. Spent all my childhood in old Bristol town. Food on the table, enough to go around.
Creek singing Carry Me Home there. We're still talking about the artists at Kiwigrass. You're going to see Hot Diggity, fine New Zealand band, all-woman band. Their album is called Worth the Wait. bluegrass tradition, vintage style, and you'll recognise them around the site because not only will they be carrying bluegrass instruments, but if they're going to the gig, they'll be all dressed up in vintage dresses and things like that and looking very classy indeed. They write some great songs. This is a song called Right Side of Blue, written by Heather Carrigan, plays mandolin. Deborah McKenzie plays guitar and vocals. Janine Abarbanel plays double bass and does vocals. Chrissy Jackson, fiddle. Sue Drake, banjo. They all do backing vocals and mixture in there. And here's a song called Right Side of Blue. Have a listen.
Spent some time left on the shelf, and I've lived through a heartache or two. But when your love came around, I knew I'd be lost without you. You put me on the right side of the took some time to believe it was true, but you just kept on loving me. You said we could see this thing through. You put me on the right side of blue, the right side of lonely. Your love
Diggity with the Right Side of Blue there. And you're listening to some bands that you might hear at a Kiwigrass Festival if you're coming up. There's other things on in Hamilton. This Thursday we have visiting Australian folk band The Maze. Two sisters, Elsie and Maggie Rigby, are playing at the Navarra Lounge. Starts about 8 o'clock, 8:30, and supported by the Monaghans. They're a fine young brother and sister duo, Ryan Monaghan and Hayley Monaghan. Sing well together, play great guitars, and their support for The Maze at Navarra Lounge. So come down and see them. It's a great opportunity. The Maze play all sorts of songs, accompany themselves with guitars, banjos, fiddles, etc., and you will enjoy that night at Navarra Lounge. Big hello to all the people out there in Access Radio land all around New Zealand. Thank you for taking the show, and I hope you're enjoying my approach to bluegrass music. Those people in Access Radio station land area in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops and Voice of Bombay, hello, hello. And it's summer down here. We're enjoying a very pleasant summer, temperature mostly in the mid-20s, not as bad as Australia where it's in the mid-30s or worse. We're in the mid-20s and up a bit, and we've had a great summer, really. And people and listening on, where is it? I've got to make sure I get it right. Bluegrass Planet Radio. I know you're in the midst of winter now. Well, we're enjoying summer, so why don't you come down here and come to Kiwigrass and enjoy some bluegrass live down here in some pleasant weather. We're going to have the Trendworths now. The Trendworths are playing at Paul's Birthday Breakfast. That's me. And I have a birthday on Sunday, the 3rd of February. And we're having a breakfast at Kiwigrass to celebrate with some of the people that I'm involved in musically. And part of that will be me and my two boys who play under the name The Trendworths. Sam writes all the songs and sings lead in most of them, and Tim sings harmony and plays double bass. I just try and fit my banjo in with what they're doing, and we have a lot of fun playing music. We play to all sorts of audiences, and Sam helps power the music by a big kick drum that he plays while he's playing guitar and singing lead, and we have a lot of fun on stage with that. But this is a song that he wrote called A Place Called Home, and you just might hear that at the birthday breakfast on the Sunday morning. Surely is good fun playing music with those guys. They do well, and I just get to pick my banjo and try and learn the lead lines that Sam tells me to learn, and we have a lot of fun. Now, it's almost 50 years ago since we had the last of four banjo pickers conventions in Hamilton. 1970 was the last one, and after that we said no more. And there's been folk festivals and various things since then, but Kiwigrass is 49 years later, is now back in Hamilton, and we are very thrilled about that. At the 1970 Banjo Pickers Convention, we had a guest. Bill Clifton was a fine bluegrass musician, played guitar, sang lead. He'd been working a lot in Great Britain and was quite used to the folk clubs there and playing both as a solo act and with the local bluegrass bands. And when he came out here for the festival, he worked with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Alan Rhodes and myself, still in the band, Lindsay Bedoni on bass, David Calder on mandolin, and Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, or Colleen Bain as she was then, on fiddle. And there were lots of recordings made at these banjo pickers conventions, and we recorded an album with Bill Clifton called Two Shades of Bluegrass, and then it was released just a couple of years ago in the UK, and it had just about everything that Bill had recorded in New Zealand there, some live stuff and some recorded at folk concerts and some recorded in the studio. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. Night Train to Memphis, this is recorded live at one of the concerts in the Banjo Pickers Convention, and then we're going to hear There Ain't Nobody Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, a fine old bluegrass song. Bill Clifton, this is 49 years ago at the 4th National Banjo Pickers Convention. Bill Clifton, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Take the night train to Memphis, take the night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the way. I'm not joking, and I'll soon be with my gal, I'm hoping. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Yeah, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the way.
When I'm gone, there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. somebody gonna mourn for me tonight. So won't you write these words on my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Dear and Daddy, they've gone since gone where angels love to dwell. They found eternal life way up in heaven, where I'll find my reward no one can tell. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. So won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Done me wrong. So come closer while I pat your head all over. Now there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. So won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Well, that was a live recording of Bill Clifton with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band at the 4th National Banjo Pickers Convention 1970. So it's been 49 years, so we're hoping to have some fun like that in the next weekend, first weekend of February, Kiwigrass. Go to our webpage and get all the details. I'm sure you will enjoy it. What are we lined up for? Bit of common sense now. Spinney Brothers are a fine group out of Nova Scotia. They do some great music. Two brothers, Alan Spinney plays guitar, does lead vocals and tenor on choruses. Rick Spinney plays banjo, does a lead vocal on some tracks and choruses. He sings a lead in the choruses. So they swap around the real brother stuff. In fact, my sons do that too. And Gary Dalrymple on mandolin, Terry Poirier on bass, and a couple of great songs here. This is a classic festival song, so excuse me if I'm using this one. It's one called Pick the Banjo, and then we'll see what we finish up with.
How do you ever get along when the sun ain't shining bright? Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. What if the days get real cold and there's long, lonesome nights? Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. Sing about the mountains and I sing about the cabins and I sing about an old freight train. I sing about the rivers and I sing about the coal mines, sing about my baby's name. When things just ain't going right, I just go along. Pick my banjo and sing a bluegrass song. Life sends a bad day, things get a little tight. Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. Where do you find peace of mind when some bad folks don't act right? Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. Sing about the mountains and I sing about the cabins and I sing about an old freight train. I sing about the rivers and I sing about the coal mines, sing about my baby's name. When things just ain't going right,
I just go along,
pick my banjo, and sing a bluegrass song.
Not sure this will help if you're down and need lifting up, but it works for me when I pick and sing. Well, give it a try, and by you might be happy as a speckled pup. Pick on a banjo and see what it will bring.
Sing about the mountains and I sing about the cabins and I sing about an old freight train. I sing about the rivers and I sing about the coal mines. I sing about my baby's name.
When things just ain't going right, I just go along,
pick my banjo and sing a bluegrass song.
When things just ain't a-going right, I just go along,
pick my banjo, and sing a bluegrass song.
Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. That's the Spinney Brothers. Well, it's just about time to finish Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed the show. There's been a wide variety of music on it. Some we're going to hear soon, and just some of my favourite music going on there. See if you can tune in again next week, either on live radio around from the Access Radios, or you can listen online, where you can go to our Access Radio page. Just type in Free FM 89.0 and that'll take you to our page, and you can go to the programs and download all the back programs from about the last 3 months, and you will enjoy listening there. Let's take it out with the Spinney Brothers, Living the Dream.
It's 3 in the morning, while I leave you this note. You're still softly sleeping, but you wake up alone. As I pull out of the driveway, another long tour ahead. As I go chasing my dreams, till I come back home again. Station coffee, grabbing breakfast on the road. It's a long stretch of blacktop till we get to the show. These road eyes are tired as we roll into town. While I'm living the dream, could use a little sleep right now. Living the dream means on the road playing shows, singing songs 7 nights a week. Living the dream means leaving home always gone, while the ones I love are waiting there for me. That's the reality of living the dream.